Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker in for Lisa Mullins. The man who crashed his SUV into an Apple store on the South Shore on Monday now faces criminal charges. One person died and 20 were injured after 53-year-old Bradley Ryan drove his car through a glass storefront at a busy shopping center in Hingham. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer is here with the latest. Hi, Yasmeen.
Hi, Lynn. It's nice to see you.
You too. So Ryan was arraigned today in Hingham District Court. What happened there?
So Hingham resident Bradley Ryan was charged with a felony, reckless homicide by motor vehicle, and he was also charged with a lesser count of reckless operation of a motor vehicle. And the judge today decided on a $100,000 bail. Now, prosecutors said he doesn't have much of a criminal record except for this one charge of driving under the influence in Vermont. That was a couple of years ago.
And what are authorities saying about whether this was apparently accidental?
Ryan told police it was an accident. He said he was shopping for eyeglasses yesterday morning at Derby Street Shops. That's a shopping plaza huge with more than 60 stores. And the prosecutor, Dave Cutshall, recounted what happened next, according to what Ryan told police.
He stated that while driving in the area of Barnes and Noble, his right foot became stuck on the accelerator and the vehicle accelerated. He stated that he used his left foot to try to brake, but was unable to stop the vehicle and the crash through the front of the Apple store.
Ryan hasn't been accused of driving under the influence. His breathalyzer test came back negative for alcohol, and he also agreed to a blood test. We don't know the results of that yet. He also says he doesn't have any medical conditions that would make it hard for him to drive. And he told police that his foot once got stuck while he was driving on a highway before. His attorney today called it, quote, an unfortunate accident.
An unfortunate accident that led to a lot of victims. What do we know about them?
Yeah, so one person died. He was 65-year-old Kevin Bradley from New Jersey, and he's a construction worker. And at the time, he was moving a barrier into the store when the SUV plowed into him and the shop he was working at the time. And 20 others were injured. Most of them ended up in South Shore Hospital. Two are in the ICU there. Four others were taken to bigger Boston hospitals because they needed more specialized care. Dr. Jason Tracy spoke to press today. He's the chair of emergency medicine at South Shore Health, and he gave an update this afternoon on the patients at his hospital.
From pretty significant head injuries to many orthopedic injuries, including arms and legs, lots and lots of fractures, chest trauma, lots of pulmonary injuries. And so there's a long road to recovery for many of the patients who are in our facility.
So the injuries are pretty serious, as you hear. But the good news is that Dr. Tracy expects everyone to survive. No amputations, as far as he knows, or none will happen. And we don't know much about the conditions of the four patients who are currently in city hospitals in Boston.
But a tough time with the holidays arriving here. How has the crash affected people in Hingham?
I went by the Derby shopping district today just to see what it was like and how people were feeling. And I ran into Suzanne Leone, who shops there at least twice a week. Listen to her.
So I was very concerned about it, and I was in the area and all the helicopters and the police cruises all over the place. So it was, you know, it makes you uneasy when you hear something like that. So,
but Leone was back to do some grocery shopping today, and despite crews, they were fixing the shattered Apple storefront today working. The district felt mostly normal. There was Christmas music playing in the background, and I went into the restaurant and the stores that were near the accident site. They still had customers. But there was one reminder of what happened. It was across the street from the accident site. I saw three bouquets of fresh flowers with a note that said, "Sending all our peace and love."
WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer, thank you so much.
Thank you.